And then what happens to you?
Well, after we sold the company, I was looking for something to get into. And there was a company over in Blackwell, Oklahoma called American Metal Climax. They were looking for a chief accountant. I finally made a deal with them to go over there. But by the time I got there, there was another fellow that I knew here in town that had been hired to find someone to run the stamp company, Allied Stamp Corporation. He called me, and I told him, well, no, I've already got a job. I'm not interested anymore. He said, well, come on over and talk to him. He said, you really need to talk to him. They'll buy you lunch. So I said, okay, well, I came over, and they finally made me a deal that I just thought I couldn't turn down, so I took that one.
That was where?
That was in Sand Springs, Oklahoma. It's at the stamp printing company.
Allied Stamp.
It was originally called Allied Oklahoma Corporation. But as we got into it, that was not too descriptive of what we did, so we changed the name to Allied Stamp Corporation.
What was the company doing at the time you were introduced to them?
They had been encouraged by Sperry and Hutchinson to build a facility to print the trading stamps, because at that time, in the early 60s, Sperry and Hutchinson was really at their best, I think. In the early 60s, they sold three times as many stamps as the U.S. government sold in postage stamps.
So why don't we just introduce here what we're talking about, S&H green stamps. These were trading stamps that were popular in the United States from the 30s to the late 80s, and they were distributed. You talk about Sperry and Hutchinson. They were founded in 1896 by Thomas Sperry and Shelley Bryan Hutchinson.
That's correct.
Talk to us about how this plan worked.
Well, what had happened is during the time from the 30s to the 60s, there was a company that printed the stamps for them. As time went, the volumes grew, and that company was really getting stressed out because they did stamps for all the train stamp companies. Sperry and Hutchinson was a little concerned about having stamps when they needed them, and then went to suppliers. So they came to a company called Allied Graphic Arts, who printed all of Sperry and Hutchinson's gift catalogs. At that time, that production was the largest catalog production in the United States. So they had a good relationship with Sperry and Hutchinson. Well, they told Sperry that they would do that. As a matter of fact, Sperry loaned them the money to put the plant in. Then Allied Graphic Arts searched the United States for the best place to put in a stamp company. Sand Springs was centrally located. They could go to either coast the same distance, north and south, about the same. So it was an ideal location. We had good labor pool here. And Sand Springs Townsite offered to build a building and lease it back to us so that it would pay for itself within 10 years. So we had the facility, the wherewithal, the business. So they started the stamp company and the printing company in 1960.
Let's just also explain at this point, what did the customers do? They would receive the stamps at the checkout counter of supermarkets, department stores, gasoline stations, among other retailers.
The merchants bought the stamps from Sperry and Hutchinson.
Right.
And then they distributed the stamps at fill-in stations, grocery stores, cleaners, that sort of thing.
And then the customer could redeem those.
Then the customer would save those. And we also printed a stamp saver book. It held 1,200 stamps. That was the 10-cent stamps. In the beginning, we only had a 10-cent stamp. So this book would hold 1,200 stamps, and when you would fill a book, then you could look at the catalog that Allied Graphic Arts had printed and Sperry Hutchinson had distributed. They could look in the catalog and find a gift that they wanted to buy. And as soon as they saved enough books, they could cash it in and get their
and
price.
And you could get just about anything from Green Stamp, toasters, bicycles.
Unbelievable. It was almost anything you wanted. It was kind of interesting to me because I saw those saver books from years past, and the merchandise, of course, changed from the early days. You said from 1930 they actually were popular earlier than that. They had button-top shoes and things like that, you know. But as the time went on, they kept their catalog current, and we had current items in it. You get by almost anything you wanted.
Even up to life insurance policies, they said you could even buy with green stamps.
Well, now you're telling me one I didn't know about, but an interesting story about the life insurance. I think the trading stamp was probably one of the best marketing tools ever devised. And it was popular, particularly in the 60s when I joined them, on up through the 80s. They had a thing they called Reserve for Redemption Account, which means that when S&H sold stamps, they would put a percentage of that money into an account that they would save to redeem those books later on. Sometimes it would take 30 years for those books to come back. We had to keep up with inflation with that money, so that was one of the things I did, but just to invest money and try to keep it current. So they were very popular on up into the 80s, but that Reserve for Redemption account became something that people started looking at, and Baldwin Piano Company found that they could buy Sperry and Hutchinson. Don't hold me to these numbers, but it's fairly close. I think they bought the company for $300 million. But they had in a reserve account $330 million. So they made $30 million on the purchase. They weren't interested in redeeming stamps or selling stamps. They were interested in that cash account there. So they did that, and then it worked out so well, they went to Top Value Stamps in Dayton, Ohio, and bought Top Value. And basically, that's what caused the stamp industry to start going downhill, because Baldwin didn't push the sales of stamps at all. They fired all their experienced salesmen.
What would be the worth of that redemption account that you talked about?
Well, it was $330 million at the time, but back then $330 million was a lot of money. The redemption account was $330 million, and they paid $300 million for the company.
So they made $30 million.
Yeah, so they made $30 million.
Right.
Yeah.